Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 9 through 13, and chapter 5, verses 24 through 28. Brethren, God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are doing. But we beseech you, brethren, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I adjure you by the Lord that this letter be read to all the brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. At that very hour some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following. For it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" On this day, the 9th of November, we commemorate Nectarios the Wonderworker, Metropolitan of Pentapolis. Saint Nectarios was born in Selveria of Thrace on October 1, 1846. After putting himself through school in Constantinople with much hard labor, he became a monk on Chios in 1876, receiving the monastic name of Lazarus. Because of his virtue, a year later he was ordained deacon, receiving the new name of Nectarios. Under the patronage of Patriarch Sophronius of Alexandria, Nectarios went to Athens to study in 1882. Completing his theological studies in 1885, he went to Alexandria, where Patriarch Sophronius ordained him priest on March 23, 1886, in the Cathedral of St. Sabas. And in August of the same year, in the Church of St. Nicholas in Cairo, made him archimandrite. Through his eloquent sermons, his unwearying labors to educate fitting men for the priesthood, his generous alms deeds despite his own poverty, and the holiness, meekness, and fatherly love that were manifest in him, he became a shining light and a spiritual guide to many. At the request of certain pious women in 1904, he began the building of his convent of the Holy Trinity on the island of Aegina, while yet dean of the Rosario School. Finding later that his presence there was needed, he took up his residence on Aegina in 1908, where he spent the last years of his life devoting himself to the direction of his convent and to very intense prayer. He was sometimes seen lifted above the ground while wrapped in prayer. He became the protector of all Aegina, through his prayers delivering the island from drought, healing the sick, and casting out demons. Here also he endured wicked slanders with singular patience, forgiving his false accusers and not seeking to avenge himself. Although he had already worked wonders in his life, an innumerable multitude of miracles had been wrought after his repose in 1920, through his holy relics, which for many years remained incorrupt. There is hardly a malady that has not been cured through his prayers. But Saint Nectarios is especially renowned for his healings of cancer for sufferers in all parts of the world. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.